Some of the dealers told Studio 7 that they are likely to take advantage of local people's discontent over the bond notes to make maximum profits from selling and buying the United States dollar, which may almost vanish from banks after the introduction of the coupons. Andrew Gumisai, who operates along Robert Mugabe Street in the city, said he was happy because the bond notes could be similar to the defunct Zimbabwe dollar, as they are likely to stimulate the black market exchange rate. The forex dealers have been struggling to make ends meet as Zimbabweans were accessing multiple currencies at local banks until recently, when some of them almost ran out of the United States dollar. Some of the foreign currency dealers made a fortune before the adoption of multiple currencies. Black market dealer Albert Hashu said the bond notes will mean that people who want to travel to other countries to import goods will have no choice but to get foreign currency from them.
We are waiting to look forward to see the wonderful new days which are yet to come. We welcome the introduction of bond notes. To us, it's a good move since we have not been recognized now, because you see, everyone was now using forex, so it was difficult for us to get money through the foreign currency exchange deals. So now, if the bond notes are introduced, automatically we will make a lot of money. This I can promise you, because everyone will be coming to us in need of the much needed foreign currency, especially in terms of US dollar and rands. Even if you go to the flea market there, those guys cannot go and purchase their commodities using the bond notes, so they will always come back to us. And I don't think the 1-to-1 rate which they are saying will even be able to survive, because we'll be selling money. That's what I can say.
Tofane Chobo, another forex dealer operating at Chicken Inn Food Court in the city, concurred, adding that they are eagerly waiting for the bond notes.
For us, we think it's an opportunity to make money like we used to do during the 2008 era. And it's a blessing in disguise for us. Why? Because even if bond notes may not be used as a legal tender, as the current Zimbabwean dollar, just like the Zimbabwean dollar, but people still come to us when they want to buy things outside the country with their bond notes, and we change money for them. And also at the banks, there are cash shortages. So still the good old days will come back to us.
Central Bank Governor Mr. John Mangudya says the bond notes are designed to promote exports in a nation facing serious economic problems. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.